Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party, the Spirit of America Party book, and the Spirit of America Party radio show. A bartender, champagne, I have a coupon, a Trump coupon. We will open our show with a tribute to the greatest president America has ever had. In spite of dungeon, fire, and sword, he has overcome all obstacles presented against him by both parties. The Trumpeteers are now the new party of America. So we'll open up with Ruffles and Flourishes in tribute to the president. The president has asked, in the place of Ruffles and Flourishes, Hail to the Chief, that you play his favorite number one anthem.
He rocks in the treetop all the day long, hopping and a bopping and a singing his song. All the little birds on Jaybird Street love to hear the robin go tweet, tweet, tweet. Rock and robin, tweet, tweet, rock, rock, rock and robin. Rockin' Robin, cause we're really gonna rock up tonight. Every little swallow, every chickadee, every little bird in the tall oak tree, the wise or loud, the big black crow, flap for their wings, singing go bird, go. Rockin' Robin, rock, rock, rockin' Robin. Go rockin' Robin, cause we're really gonna rock up tonight. And it was grand. It started going steady and bless my soul. He out popped the buzzard and the Oreo. He rocks in the treetop all the day long, popping and a popping and a singing his song. All the little birds on Jaybird Street love to hear the robin go tweet, tweet, tweet. Rockin' Robin, tweet, tweet, rock, rock, rockin' Robin, tweet, tweet, tweet. Blow, rockin' Robin, cause they're really gonna rock tonight. Tweet, tweet, rock. Well, the pretty little raven at the birdman's stand caught him off the tooth pop and it was grand. They started going steady and bless my soul. He out popped the buzzard and the Oreo. He rocks in the treetop all the day long, hopping and a bopping and a singing his song. All the little birds on Jaybird Street love to hear the robin go tweet, tweet, tweet. Rockin' Robin, tweet, tweet, rock, rock, rockin' Robin, tweet. Oh, rockin' Robin, cause we're really gonna rock tonight.
Keep tweeting, boss. It's the only way the truth gets out. This communist media is no good, and they've got you scheduled for elimination. You see this Lazy Boy cover of Newsweek this week? They got Trump sitting in a Lazy Boy eating hamburgers and potato chips and fries. Yeah, far from the truth. The guy is up before they get up in the morning. He accomplishes more in 10 minutes than they'll accomplish in 10 years. This media is no good. It's been a brainwashing machine for the Communist Party since the 1960s. This media is no good. Do not trust the media. They have their own agenda, and it includes enslavement of the American mind. Get away from the communist media. You want to know who they are? CNN, the Communist Nut Network. NBC, nothing but communists. ABC, always be communist. Did I miss anybody? CBS, constant BS. Yeah, communist BS. Unbelievable. Do not trust the media. And do not trust the pundits. Stay away from NBC. They're all anti-American. If you're anti-Trump, you're anti-American. He's the only guy working. He's taking 17-day vacation. He's the only one that deserves it. The rest of the bums should still be in Washington trying to finish up what they started 7.5 years ago and still haven't completed. They're no good. And here's my philosophy. One term per termite. Do not give these guys a dynasty. One term, una termino por termita. One term per termite. The only lobby should be in a Trump hotel. Stop buying the politicians. They have no time for the people when they're sitting on their big asses taking bribes. And they're all taking bribes. Bribes come in all species. Okay? And three, bring back the draft. Hey, where'd everybody go? Hang in there, and we'll give you another tune. Did you ever see the great painting in Washington, the John Trumbull painting of the signing of the Constitution? There's Thomas Jefferson. He's sitting at a desk, and a couple of the representatives have come up to him, and he's got his big quill, you know, he signed with the feather. And they said, Tom, you made a quillo. It's supposed to be separation of church and snake. Yeah. There is a rumor that O'Reilly is starting his own network or joining a network that he will dominate. And there's also in that rumor that Hannity will join him. If Hannity leaves Fox, surely Lou Dobbs will follow. Surely Stu Varney will follow. Surely Eric Bolling will follow. Surely Jesse Waters will follow. And that's the end of Fox. That they will be known as Fix News. And right now they're seating too many liberals in different slots. And I don't like it. I like the founding Fox fathers. Yeah, including Roger Ailes. So, but the pervs got him with perv charges. There are more pervs in the Democrat Party than there is in the whole world. Okay, having said that, I'm going to tell you about some of those pervs. I am looking at a list of communists in the American government. They don't call themselves communists, and it's politically incorrect to use the word communist. If you use the word communist, they immediately hit you with anti-Semite, racist. They hit you with Joe McCarthyite. But when the Soviet Union collapsed, the Venona papers proved that Joe McCarthy's accusations were more accurate than we were led to believe. So just put that in your crack pipe and smoke it. Now, I'm taking this and I'm looking at this from Liberty News Online. Liberty News, one word, online. And here's what it says. Socialist Party of America. Socialist is a fancy name for communist. There are four stages to a communist takeover. The first one is they have to have capitalism. The third stage is peaceful revolution under the socialist banner. And when that fails, they go to stage four, violent revolution, which they practice. They teach in Berkeley. As a matter of fact, I'm so incensed with Berkeley that I went out to Kim Il-nook, the head of North Korea, and I called him a big, fat, ugly slob, and I told him I lived in Berkeley, California, and the coordinates were latitude 62 and longitude of 47. So, hang in there. Okay, we're back. So here's the list I have, and it's entitled Socialist Party of America Identifies The Communist Party identifies their own. 70 members of Congress who are members of their congressional caucus. This should come as a surprise to absolutely no one. The radical Marxist progressives communists took control of the Democrat Party some time ago. Jimmy from Brooklyn told me that Gus Hall, the last president of the Communist Party, as it was being going underground, told his constituents, his brother and sister communists, to join the Democrat Party. So that's why I say the Democrat Party is already 30% communist, because they absorbed the Communist Party. And they took control of the Democrat Party some time ago. They only became more emboldened with the election of Barack Obama, the murderer of American troops who paid cash to the Iranians to kill Americans. And that's covered up by all sides. Who was raised as a communist from birth. With their newfound leader, the Socialist Party of America felt secure enough to announce the names of 70 Democrats in Congress that belong to their caucus. This was recently posted in Scribd.com. American Socialist Voter. How many members of the U.S. Congress are also members of the DSA, Democrat Socialists of America? The answer is 70. 70. How many DSA members sit on the Judiciary Committee affecting the laws of the United States? 11. John Conyers, he's chairman of the Judiciary Committee. Tammy Baldwin, Jared Nadler, scum. Louis Gutierrez, Melvin Watt, Maxine Waters, who does not like the great President Trump, our golden idol. Hank Johnson, Steve Cohen, Barbara Lee, she's named after Robert E. Lee, Robert Wexler, Linda Sanchez, you know she wanted to have the Democratic Convention at the Playboy Mansion? There are 23 Democrats on the Judiciary Committee, of which 11, almost half, are communists. They don't say, I'm saying the word communist. They're saying members of the DSA. Who are these members of the 111th Congress? Let's see, co-chairs. Raul Grevalla, you see him, always opposing America. Lynn Woolsey, you see her, always opposing America. Vice chairs, Diane Watson from California, Sheila Jackson Lee, she's named after Robert E. Lee, and Andrew Jackson. Mazie Hirono, Hawaii is a big disappointment. Do you know that we had two World War II heroes that fought in the Nisei Battalion at the Battle of Monte Cassino? Do you know that those two war heroes voted to burn the flag of the United States? That's what happens when you go commie. Oh, speaking of commies, he's not a commie, but he is. John McCain is the Manchurian Democrat. So, now here's vice chairs. Diane Watson, Sheila Jackson Lee, Mazie Hirono, and Dennis Kucinich. They got him on Fox like he's an expert. This guy has ulterior motives. I believe he once told a story, I might be wrong, check me out on this, that he was kidnapped by aliens who beamed him up to a spaceship and practiced sexual experiments on him and then returned him to Earth. I believe he told that story. I seem to recall it. And when they asked him, could he identify the aliens, he said I couldn't see their faces, but they all wore sombreros. Unbelievable, man. We got a sick nation getting sicker. Okay. They got one Senate member. Guess what his name is? Bernie Sanders. Let me tell you about Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders is a turncoat on his own people. He sucked in all those young, naive kids. He told them he was going to fight for them on the convention floor. But Bernie was selected by the party of death to be a sidecar to Hillary Clinton, so it looked like there was competition. But there was no black man in the sidecar. There was no Latino in the sidecar. There was no Oriental in the sidecar. Only Bernie Sanders. And he agreed before the race began to pull out at the last minute. And that's what he did. He swore to all his supporters that he would fight for them on the convention floor. And just as he got to the door, Hillary said, "Okay, Bernie, I'll take over." And Bernie instead went and bought a third Socialist Party house for $625,000. And now his wife is accused of destroying a complete university economically and putting it out of business. What college goes out of business? Unbelievable. So Bernie Sanders is the only Senate member. Here are the House members. Neil Abercrombie, Tammy Baldwin, Xavier Becerra, Madeline Bordalo, Robert Brady, Corrine Brown, Michael Capuano, and Andre Carson, Donna Christensen, Yvette Clark, William Lacey Clay, Emmanuel Cleaver, Steve Cohen, John Conyers, Elijah Cummings. There's two rats. There's two rats in a running treadmill. Unbelievable. Okay. Danny Davis, Peter DeFazio, Rosa DeLauro, Donna Edwards, Keith Ellison. Oh, there's another real rat. Sam Farr, Chaka Fatah, Bob Filner, Barney Frank. Marsha Fudge. I can't tell you what I just laughed at. Ann Grayson. Luis Gutierrez. There's a real harpoon thrower. John Hall. Phil Hare. Maurice Hinchy. Michael Honda. Jesse Jackson Jr., who's doing time along with his wife. Yeah. For wasting, for filching. I got to tell you, I noticed the corrupt politicians. And one thing I notice about the white politicians, the white corrupt politicians never start stealing on the first day. They wait about 3 months before they reach into the booty trap. But the blacks, they go to work right away. They start stealing on the first day. And that's why they get caught. They're not like the... You know the difference between a crooked Republican and a crooked Democrat? When the Republican gets caught stealing, he lies and says, "I didn't do it." When the Democrat gets caught stealing, he says, "You can't prove it." Okay, so having said that, we're down to Jesse Jackson. He had to give up his Rolex watch. Mary Kapoor. These are all people that have been put in by the party. The party is the main culprit. Carolyn Kilpatrick. Barbara Lee. John Lewis. David Lebsbach. I should have read the states they came from. Ben Lujan, Carolyn Maloney. They call her in New York Phony Maloney. Ed Markey. This guy is sick. This guy, he needs a good enema. Jim McDermott. Jim McDermott went to Baghdad with two other communists. Banya. And I think the other guy's name was Thompson. They went to Baghdad when Saddam, just before Bush went. And they went to see Saddam to get money, you know. And he wouldn't see them. So, and then there's James McGovern. I know a Mrs. McGovern would wring your neck. She would wring your neck. She went into a police station one night and chased all the cops out. So who we got? George Miller, Gwen Moore, Gerald Nadler from New York, Eleanor Holmes Norton from D.C. Anything that comes out of D.C. is communist. John Oliver, Massachusetts. Ed Pastor, Arizona. Donald Payne, New Jersey. Chanel Pingree, Maine. Charlie Rangel is, they used to call him Red Charlie. Now, there's a guy who served in Korea, and he's the Democrats' one or two war heroes. And he served in Korea in combat. And then you know what he did? He voted to burn the flag that draped the coffins of the guys who died in that battle. Charlie Rangel is no good. He gets a big NG next to his name. So where were we? Laura Richardson from California. Lucille Roybal-Allard, California. Bobby Rush, Illinois. Linda Sanchez, California. Jan Schakowsky, Illinois. Jose Serrano, New York, 16. Louise Slaughter, New York. Pete Stark, California. Bernie Thompson, Mississippi. John Tierney, Massachusetts. John Tierney. Nadia Velasquez, New York. Maxine Waters, Communist California. Other than Bernie Sanders, who openly ran as a socialist, the rest of the lot run as moderate Democrats. I think it's time we put the myth of the word moderate Democrat to bed. They're all Marxists or Marxist-leaning. They are big government totalitarians, hell-bent on destroying America, its military, its police, its school children, and its babies in the womb. One needs no other proof than the way Congress has acted since the Marxist Democrats took control 4 years ago, and the tyranny that has been championed since Obama was sworn in. Socialism, communism, Marxism, whatever you want to call it, is a vile, dangerous ideology. The first thing they got to do is destroy all churches. They got to get rid of all religion. They have to remove the Ten Commandments in order to launder the conscience of the American people and turn them into murderers. Whatever you want to call it, dangerous ideology. These people practice the religion of hate. Now, if you look at the Democrat Party, let's admit it, it's 30% communist. It always has been. It's 40% atheist. That means they hate God. Do you know what a right-winger is to a Democrat? A Christian. Do you know what an extreme right-winger is to a Democrat? Pope Paul. Pope John Paul. Billy Graham. Those are considered extreme right-wingers. They want to control every aspect of your lives and your tax money. Although the socialists of America don't out their party's leader, Barack Obama, there is little need. The new party claimed Barack Obama was a card-carrying member in the 1996 newsletter found on an Internet archive. Virtually drunk on power in June, they released information that during the campaign for the state Senate in Illinois, Barack Obama was addressed by an organized, endorsed by an organization known as Chicago New Party. New Party was a political party established by the Democrat Socialists of America to push forth the socialist principles of the DSA by focusing on winnable elections at the local level and spreading the socialist movement upwards. You only have to look at the universities to see the influence of the Communist Party on the government. So there's more about the dirty deeds of the Socialist Party, but I just wanted to give you a heads up. When you look at these people that are standing against Trump, check to see if they're on that communist list, and I'll bet you all 70 are. We'll break for a tune. In 2006. And I got tired of looking at the Demo Camos and the Rhino Rats. And I decided I would start my own party. It was called the Spirit of America Party. And on the cover of my book, I got a big American eagle on a flag. And it says, "Take me to the beach." And on the back cover, it says, "Do you think your ancestors would stay in a party that 40 days before 9/11 voted to burn the flag? If you were on the battlefield, would you trust a party back home that has a child guillotine on the party platform and calls flag burning freedom of speech? Through the streets of my city, old glory is dragged. 48 traitor senators voted to burn my flag. 135 congressmen, they did the same. 40 days before 9/11 came. Hezbollah tortured Buckley. PLO killed with pride. A homeward bound sailor shot, bloodied he died. Marines in Beirut, the USS Cole. Mogadishu and Kenya, and we lost our soul. And no one will tell you that mothers with child were crushed and burned as terror ran wild of the airline stewardess whose hands that were found at the WTC in prayer and they were bound." How's that? A little stirring? This book is dedicated to the ones I love. And this was some of the platform thoughts. $10 a barrel of oil worldwide, just as it was in 1998, before jihad taxes. 1 million fewer abortions in the USA per year. Can't we save one kid? Better treatment for poor American Indian tribes who serve as warriors and they never complain. You don't hear them pulling this woe is me crap. Land swaps under treaty for better lands. If Hillary can give away a third of our uranium reserves, and the media on both sides will not ask the question. What's the question they don't ask? Where did the uranium go? Russia's got its own uranium. It changed fathers and mothers in Russia, and it went to Iran. Just like Obama was never at the Benghazi 9/11 call. He was doing roofies. In my humble opinion, which is most accurate. Increase in income for police and military. $1 million combat zone death benefit. $500,000 per loss of each limb vital organ. And a message out there to the 13 guys who are going to commit suicide tonight over PTSD. The veterans, don't do it. Put it off a day. Tomorrow is another day. God loves you. He does not want to see you. He has scheduled you for a long life. You already died. Be born again. Go Jesus. Immigration slowed down until we regained the flow. Thank you, President Trump. Down from 100,000 to 50,000. And they got to speak English. What's wrong with that? That's the law of the land. Every airline pilot from all over the world has to speak English. It's the universal language. But the communists don't want that. They want splinter groups. They want groups broken down into small segments that they can easily manipulate and turn against one another. Wake up. You're under siege, America. Complete elimination of drugs in the USA in the next 2 years. Fentanyl is going to cause thousands of deaths and destroy one family member in every family. You can't believe that. And they're hiding the stats already. They don't want you to know that they're dropping like flies. If you do a raid and there's a fentanyl lab or fentanyl users, there's one situation. They went in with three police dogs. Within 10 minutes, the three police dogs were violently sick, and they nearly died. It's a deadly disease. And you got to know that drugs is chemical warfare instituted by Mao Tse-sung. In 1929, he was growing poppies to kill Americans. Drugs is chemical warfare. And if you're a druggie, you're a casualty. And there should be no rehab money paid by the taxpayer. Those are self-inflicted wounds. You had the willpower and the God-given fortitude to say no. And you chose to say yes. And now you want the good people of the United States to pick up your tab. Eat Shiite and die. I have no sympathy. Self-inflicted wounds should be paid for by the self-inflictor. Just like the tobacco companies were made to pay, just like the asbestos companies were made to pay. The people that are going to make money on all of these drugs have to pay for rehab. It's only natural. This is not a government project. The only government project we have is life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Use Indian tribes to patrol the borders. Do not pay for scalps, only beards. Full tax deduction for religious education. Religious people pay twice for education. And this one, they don't have to go. Says who? They have to go. God calls them. And God wants to get paid too. A one-year draft for all at age 19. Happy birthday. Boy, that will declassify the American wuss. Have you watched these Olympics that have been going on? Americans haven't been doing too good. They're way down. And a down payment guaranteed loan, $100,000 for home buying or small business venture or education. This requires 1 year military service. Anyone who has served in the war on terror can walk into any American university and demand their free upfront seat. 11, Trump is doing this right now. Take care of our own first, full time. 12, Trump is doing this also. Stop buying friends. 13, all foreign language stations must have English subtitles. We need everybody to speak one common language, the one that is in the Declaration of Independence and is signed and dated this 4th of July in the year of our Lord, 1776. Basic foreign language training for all military personnel. Free binoculars for everybody on the East Coast and a profiling chart. All media has to display the flag and play the Star Spangled Banner once a day. I'd love to see Trump call for a Show Your Flag Day. Show Your Flag Day and have a contest from the smallest town in the smallest city. There's a rating. Everybody gets it. And then there should be prizes for the winners. I want to see American flags all over this country. I have a friend in Brazil. I say, you know, the Brazilians are very patriotic. I see their flags everywhere. She says, no, they're not patriotic. The flag is for soccer. They hate the government. Yeah, hot stuff, right? It's unbelievable. Okay. The Pledge of Allegiance has to be said in all workplaces, events, schools, and rock concerts. Mickey Jughead can only sing in prune commercials. The Pledge of Allegiance has to begin with in the name of the Father. Tell you a quick story. A have two grandchildren, boy and a girl. They're 2 years apart. So the marriage is two religions. To please my wife, they put the two kids in Catholic preschool. And this is funny. This is funny. They were in a Christmas pageant, and my grandson played Joseph. I am Joseph, the husband so true. I take care of Mary and Jesus too. That was his line. So we're all sitting down, and we're reading the playbill. And it says, Joseph is being played by Joseph Goldberg. And the guy sitting behind me goes, look at this. Joseph is being played by Joseph Goldberg. And I turned around to him. I said, yeah, he's part of the original cast. Yeah. So the kids are in Catholic preschool, and my wife loves it. They go to the chapel and pray every day. It's beautiful. Then the older, the boy, he goes to public school. So one night we're sitting at home, at their home, and we're saying grace before meals. And the girl is saying grace before meals. And the boy turns around when she's finished, and he says, you won't be saying that when you go to public school. And I said, why not? And he said, I've been there 89 days, and they haven't said one prayer. So I says, are they teaching you the Pledge of Allegiance? He says, he sticks his chest out with pride. Yes, they are. He says, let me hear you say it. So he starts it off, I pledge allegiance to the American flag and the republic which it stands, one nation under God, with liberty and as he hits the word and, the little girl shouts, and deliver us from evil, amen. So religion lives. And I don't know what atheist complaint is. They have no God. They should just leave it alone. Let them play with themselves. Unbelievable. Okay, so where were we? Oh, yeah. The great white father in Washington could have a nice tan. The Pledge of Allegiance has to begin with in the name of the Father. If you offend anybody under First Amendment pretenses, you must wear size 29 clown shoes forever, including bed. All politicians have to take a lie detector test immediately before and after campaign speeches. Bring back the two-party system. One term only for all politicians. Really serve your country. Minimum wage, no overtime, no perks. We will keep the trillions. One American, one vote. Even though I believe the military should count as 10. $1 maximum champagne contribution. Hello? Hello, King of Morocco? Yeah, this is the operator. Your 3 minutes are up to speak to Hillary. Please deposit another $3 million. And that's what he paid. And you don't think there's corruption in the Democrat Party? I want to know where the uranium went. You know where it went. It either went to North Korea or it went to Iran. It didn't stay in Russia. Maybe they sent theirs and refilled their stockpile. But that American gift, just like Obama gave cash to the Iranians to kill 2,000 Americans and 20,000 wounded with IEDs and Iranian copper lugs. And General Kelly's son was killed by an IED that Obama paid for. In cash. Faster. The plane got there faster with the money than a Benghazi rescue. You got traitors in our midst. Okay, having said that, we'll break for a tune. We are going to close with this tune. I heat up, I can't cool down. IRS got me spinning round and round. Round and round and round it goes. My 501c, nobody knows. Every time I submit a name, it heats up like a burning flame. Tea party names flame that fire. The FBI taps my wire. Abracadabra, they're gonna reach out and grab ya. Abracadabra. 3 years now to get approved. IRS agents on my roof. Asking questions like who I know. What's my religion and church I go. They look for buzzwords like conservative speak. How many members in the Catholic League? Abracadabra, abracadabra, they're going to reach out and grab ya. A committee is formed to check out crime, loaded with democracies who stall for time. Steve Miller denies and sings the blues. He know nothing, only sees the news. I see discrimination in their eyes. They're going after the Christian guys. Just when you think they're going away, another audit come today. Abracadabra, abracadabra, they want to reach out and grab ya. Abracadabra, no one knows the next in command. They could not run a lemonade stand. Abandon troops on land and sea. Arrest everyone who wants more tea. Kill the kids before they see. Sell taxable dope to you and me. At this rate, we'll be free. Abracadabra, they're gonna reach out and grab ya. Abracadabra. The hearing time, the Dems are slowing. A lot of BS they be throwing. If you catch a czar, they are outgoing. The rest of us are getting a lot of snowing. Abracadabra, they're gonna reach out and grab ya.